Jersey boy, go crazy.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth. The most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM. The movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
Milwaukee, stand up, stand up.
It's Tory Lowe, the truth. From one to four, we about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tory Lowe from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back, we ready.
101, 7 the truth. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe show. The movement continues. The marathon continues right here on 101, 7 the truth. Thank you for joining me for the third hour of the Tory Lowe show. And we got guests. We got guests. Hey, look, we got Shake in studio. We've been giving away the shoes. Y'all know, y'all listening. I see y'all on the lines right now trying to get the shoe. I can see y'all. Who do we got? We got caller number 4 and caller number 14. We giving away two. This is the last two pair of shoes. Shake, thank you for coming in, because I'm going to tell you right now, a lot of people, you know, when we talk about having a sense of pride, you know, especially when it's organic to the city. You know what I mean? This is what we're talking about today on the Tory Lowe Show. Organic ideas that you can't find nowhere else.
Mm.
That's what you designed the shoe. To be custom made for what the culture is in our city. And the flag, the Milwaukee flag.
Yes.
It's the color, the same color. Did you do that on purpose?
1,000%.
I thought you was doing it because the Brewers. It had, it had a little bit of the Brewers. Okay, because I got some Brewers stuff that look just like, that could fit that. You know what I mean?
So, you get some Marquette stuff too.
Look at what you're doing. I see what you
did.
I see what you did, and and then you can go down to Lake Michigan because it's the same color as the water down there.
There you go.
Hey, and then you got the fishes. What if the fishes jump off the tongue and go in the water? Go back into the sea. Go back into the beach. Hey, I don't know, but who do we got on the lines? DJ Brothers, Deanna. Deanna, you're on the new 101.7 The Truth. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. How you doing?
Hey, I see you got a new pair of Adidas.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Turn the radio down.
Hey, I see
Turn the radio
you
down a little bit.
Oh, yeah, baby. I'm going to walk it out.
Hey, I see. Hey.
I said, yeah, baby, I'm going to walk it out all over Milwaukee.
You going everywhere. That's what's up. Anything you want to say to Shake?
You going everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
You got to turn that radio down. We hearing echoes and everything. You super excited.
I'm sorry, baby.
Got to get the radio down a little bit so we don't hear that echo. But, hey, look, you go. I heard you was going everywhere. Where the first place you going with them shoes on?
Walk it out.
Hey.
Baby.
That's what I'm talking about. And I appreciate you for calling in. And like I said, I thank you for tapping in. You got your Adidas that 414 day ones. Look, I'm going to tell you this. What color you getting? What color you trying to rock?
Blue. Baby,
everybody
blue.
Got everybody that blue.
I'm going to say, yeah, y'all going to sell out, aren't you?
Hey, look, I'm going to try to get the blue before it sell out for you. Ain't no blues left.
If I give you the money right now, can you hold a pair for me?
$134.14.
Hey,
I got you.
I'm trying to tell you.
What? That is awesome. Tell them I said thanks a lot.
Thank you. She said thank you.
You're welcome, and you deserve it.
Okay, thank you so much. Oh, wow, y'all.
All right, God bless you. Thank you for tapping in. Hey, look, happy... Happy people coming in, getting the day one. Hey, look, let me tell you this. Saturday is going to be even bigger.
Yes.
You got all these events, all these things lined up for Saturday.
Yes.
I can't wait. After the cleanup, we going over to Clicks in Sherwood. We going to have a good time.
Oh, 1,000%.
Anything else that you want to say to the community before we... You know, before you have to go, because I know you're a busy man. I know you got a lot of orders to fill. I know the orders coming in. I know the last pair of shoes disappeared.
Yes.
I came into the arena and the whole basketball team, both Both teams had the shoes on.
Damn.
Oh, man.
What you doing, man?
Man.
Hey, the slides.
Yes, sir.
Are those going to be there, too? Huh? The slides and the red ones, those going to be there, too?
The red ones is pretty much gone. It's only like size 8.5, 8, like a couple small. Like all that big stuff is gone,
the
though.
Slides.
I think we got 114 left.
What do you got left? I mean, you got the new, we got the 414 already. It's stuck. But the Twilight, is there anything left?
8.5, 8, that's it. You know, and then like I said, 1 or 2 14s. Yeah, we got some slides left, but the actual shoes, the Twilight Crazy Affinities, those pretty much gone.
You got to order them.
It's done.
It's a wrap.
It's over with. That's what make it exclusive.
Oh,
you know
wow.
what I'm saying? So make it exclusive. You know, we got a thousand pair of these shoes exclusive to Milwaukee. So you can't get them nowhere else. You can't go on Adidas. Can't go nowhere. You only can get them in Milwaukee.
And after they done, it's a wrap.
It's over with.
Damn.
Oh, wow. Well, look. Hey, look. Y'all better get over the clicks. Y'all better get over the clicks.
Yeah, do it.
Y'all going to be looking 3 years from now and be like, man. They gonna be on eBay for $3,000,
bruh.
And if they keep them up, you know what I mean. But hey, look, I'm gonna tell you this: this is amazing time in the city, and I appreciate all your efforts. Like I said, you go speak to the youth, you try to take your position and spread it around and encourage people. So I'm gonna give you your flowers because the thing is, you've been out here for a long time. You know, working over the years, building your brand, building your interest up so you can help the community the way that you're doing it. And I think that's powerful.
I appreciate you,
to see a brother in the community that's out here and consistent. And you're not, you know, being flashy, you touchable. People can walk up to you. They can come talk to you. You've been talking to everybody. Everybody say, hey, they got stories about meeting you, too. That's powerful.
That's dope.
That says a lot about the reputation.
There you go.
What else is going on that we need to know about?
Nothing, you know, J Academy be opening up soon,
okay.
You know, so we're going to have that, you know, nice resource center for the kids in the community on 19th and Hampton. So we probably, what month is this? This is April, May. So June, we're going to try to have that open by Juneteenth when I do my my 500 bike giveaway.
So we're gonna 500 try bikes?
Yes, sir.
For the kids?
Yes, we did 400 bikes and helmets last year. So this year I'm going to do 500.
Okay. You coming back on the show, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm gonna try to get on one of them bikes.
There you go.
Can I get on one of the bikes?
There you go. Maybe we can do a neighborhood ride.
Yeah, a bike ride. Yeah, from Milwaukee to Chicago or something.
No, not that far. Oh. But
you know, not that far. You know, I walk from Milwaukee.
You out of your game?
But we can get a bike ride going. You know what I mean? Somebody say, why don't you just ride bikes? We'd all win.
There you go. I get an electric bike.
We go. Look, on that note, look, Shake. Look, let me tell you something. I appreciate you for coming through. It's a lot that we got to do in this community. It's a blessing to see that we got brothers out here that's willing to make the sacrifice with their time and their talent to make sure that the youth has the information and the knowledge, because you got a lot of information and knowledge, and I see that you're giving it out.
Yes, 100, all the time, all the time.
Anything else you want to say before we run the break?
Nah, man, I just appreciate y'all, man, and, you know, y'all make sure y'all come up to the store tomorrow. Let's show, you know, show the people what Milwaukee really about.
Hey, look, Clicks in Sherwood. I'm going to tell you this, we going to be in the building after the cleanup. Cleanup ends at around 1, so I'm going to I'm going to hightail it over there to where you at, and I'm going to spend time. Ben Jammin' and Carrie Noni Juice will be broadcasting live from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. and giving away pairs of exclusive Adidas to lucky callers. I guess they're giving away some more shoes on the air tomorrow.
Let's do it.
What?
Why not?
I'm going to call in. Matter of fact, I'm going to call in and try to win before I come. I think when I'm off air, I'm no longer, I can qualify. All right, look, thank y'all for coming through. Hey, look, when we come back, Truth Nation, we have more conversations. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
Don't touch that dial. The Tory Lowe Show will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is the Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
turn my headphone down a little bit.
Truth Nation, who's looking for a deal? Well, Cousin Subs has a better deal just for you. Cousin's new $10 meal deal is now available online only. Choose between a 7.5-inch ham and provolone turkey breast or veggie sub, bag of chips, regular fry, fountain drink, and a cookie at CousinSubs.com or on the mobile app for just $10. Now that's a better deal. Cousin Subs, we believe in better. Available at participating locations only. Offer subject to change without notice. Hey, look, we got another guest in the studio. We got Caddy D. Caddy D. Now, Caddy D is he has an idea. And his idea is to create an 8-person shower for the homeless. An 8-person shower for the homeless in a kind of like a trailer. How you doing, Caddy D?
Oh, I'm doing all right.
Now, Doc B told me that he liked it, the idea, when he saw it. He told me about it. I saw it. Why is it important to have something out there for the homeless like this? Because, you know, people need to take showers now. And sometimes when you don't have a home, you know, you may be without a shower. So you're saying that there's a need, you know, you're trying to fulfill this need to create a space that homeless people can at least take a decent shower.
At least. Because I was, lady inspired me to do this was, I was going up Third Street. She'd be there in a wheelchair. And this was 3 years ago I saw this. So it came in my mind. I'm just started putting everything together. When I seen this lady trying to wash up homeless with a bottle of water. Mm-hmm. And then I saw that and I said, well, what can I do in order to combat that to where something where someone can't go to a necessary spot where a shower is at, but one can be brought to them? And this trailer ideal 8-person shower came up and I did the research on it and I found it and I started advocating about it and, you know, just reaching out to community businesses, talking to them, giving them the information to see if we could make something like this happen.
Like in our city where Tent City would be.
Yes.
Or where they're gathering. Because we got, you know, we pretty much know where they're gathering.
Yes, we know. We see it.
Yeah, we see it all the time. And, you know, and we can, and this can pull up, what, early in the morning? Hey,
yes.
You know, take a shower. How? And so this is all inclusive.
Yes.
It has everything you need.
Inside.
Inside. Mm-hmm. They can change clothes, take a shower, change clothes, get dressed, and come out. And, you know, so we can make sure that they have the hygiene.
The hygiene.
Idea. Right.
That they need in order to be consistent of their day. Not about the yesterday, but about the day we do this for them, because we don't know our next hour.
We don't.
But if a person can have something within that time to feel better within themselves, that's what I want to provide for them with the community help.
Now, you've been going around to businesses. What has been your response to this idea?
Well, I've been getting a lot of, that's a great idea. And, you know, by talking to certain people in our neighborhoods about sponsoring it, and they all, they're on board with it. Basically, they just like the idea.
Right.
And I believe it's an idea that's basically needed out here because
you see the
I
problem.
Saw it, yeah. And I want to be a person who can be involved in giving that chance to someone in order to have the decent hygiene, because that could change a person's life.
Right. You know? They could get something, get ready for a job or something.
Because as you can see, I have legends. Maybe where I met Doc B at the barbershop. who I thank Dot B for, you know, liking the idea and introducing me to you in right. order to get here mm-hmm. and get it spread it out throughout the communities about what's of value to us.
Because, salute to Dot B.
Yes, we never know when we walk out of our house and have to find a shop.
And I'll say this, you know, sometimes, because it's a brother that's downtown
mm-hmm.
that stands on the corner every day, and he, you know, sometimes you pass him, and you, before you get to him, you could be like, oh, okay, well, you know, he need this mobile idea right here. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Where he can try to, you know, keep himself, keep his hygiene up. Because many times it's tough when you're homeless. We don't know how they became homeless.
We don't know.
But what we can do is try to provide at least some relief. And a shower is a good place to start.
Well, the machine itself, due to my research on it, the machine itself is a cost. And I believe it's a cost that brand new because it works more better new than used.
So you want a brand new?
Yes, a brand new one. Because what I'm looking into is actually talking. I mean, I have talked with the mayor. He have asked me to send him some information. I'm just waiting on a response because mm-hmm. I would
Did
like
you send him,
the
information?
Yes.
How long ago was that?
As soon as I put it together, like this paper here, mm-hmm. I sent it to him. And
July 19th?
Well, that's when the events start at my car show. See, I'm also, okay. That's why, you know, Caddy D, I do car shows every year. This is my fifth car show at Lincoln Park, my okay. fifth annual car show at Lincoln Park. And the thing about it is I started a crowd, and I've been having successful car shows every year. And in order to put this together, I say, well, why not take my idea to the gathering of people I have brought together already and to the other people where we can get this establishment going. Also, I see a lot of things behind this, too, within the service of mm-hmm. this, because not only will it help clean up some of the people who can't get there to clean up themselves to a shower, but I see a lot of the city that could use a lot of these people by cleaning up the city.
Mm, right.
You see what I'm saying?
Doing the cleanups.
Doing cleanups. I mean, let's bring from where they coming to, and I mean, we can get a lot of, you know, packed up garbage in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Bringing some sense to them to have the ability to want to go out and do this and make change in their life.
Mm-hmm. And it'll get them something to do because they already going to be outside, you know, and they can always apply, okay, instead of us just being out here, that is a great way to just make sure that we can be resourceful as well.
Well, you know, we run across a lot of naysayers too, mm-hmm. and but I don't listen to that.
Well, you know, naysayers. You know, I'll tell you this: if I ever heard a naysayer, I don't care.
I don't care
because really, that's not going to go nowhere.
Not going nowhere.
They are not many times because they're reflecting what they think about themselves on you.
Yeah.
That's all that is.
I'm going on the movement right now mm-hmm. because, see, ever since I brought this to attention and the idea out, I'm sitting here talking to you about it.
Right. So you manifest.
Yeah. And by me keep doing this, it's going to work out.
Let me tell you something. I see that there is a GoFundMe on here. You do have a GoFundMe. How can people get to it?
Well, it's on my page. You know, it's something you have to transport those GoFundMe. And you can go up on there and look. But to go up on my page, Johnny Grady, and you can just you can share it.
Like, what is the page?
It's on Facebook.
And what is the name of your Facebook page?
Johnny Grady.
Johnny Grady on Facebook?
Yes.
Johnny, J-O-H-N-N-Y-G-R-A-D-Y.
Yes.
On Facebook, there's a GoFundMe on there that people can go and help give. What is your plan? I see that your goal is to reach out to 5,000 individuals for donations of $50 each.
Which brings that to a sum of $250. That would purchase the machine, supply the rest of the necessary items as far as hygiene, clothing. I mean, and help. Just basically bring a day of clearness. We can't change every day, but we can do what we can for the day.
Mm. And I'll tell you this, once you get that going, then other people start falling in line where they'll come out while they're taking a shower, give haircuts, you know, and start working the outskirts, because like I said, everybody wants to pitch in. Sometimes they don't, they need a center foundation. And what better way to have, if they can take a shower in the morning, maybe have some volunteers come and give them a quick haircut, or get, you know, where they can donate clothes, yes, where they can have that in the space too. So you got like kind of this one-stop shop. If you want to get up, for those that are wanting to get up and do something, they can come to this, making sure that they have the resources. This is sounding powerful. I can see it.
Oh, yeah, I can see it. That's why I see it. Yeah, I've been talking about it for a while now. So, mm-hmm, like I said, I'm just starting to, you know, putting everything together and reaching out and start making it happen. And hopefully that it can within the help of the community. And something that...
Do you have do you have an email that people can reach out to you?
Oh, yes. It's on there. Grady, Johnny Grady at gmail.com.
Okay. So Grady, Johnny Grady at gmail.com. That's GRADYJOHNNYGRADY at gmail.com. Or Caddy D, CADDYDEE, Cadillac Club. Caddy Cadillac Club at gmail.com.
Yes. Now, Caddy D Cadillac Club at gmail.com.
Okay, that's what's up. Because sometimes people spell things.
Yes.
A certain way, so I just wanted to make sure that they knew that Caddy was CADDYDEE.
Yes.
Cadillac Club. Caddy, yeah. Cadillac Club at gmail.com. What do you want the community to understand about what you're trying to do?
Know that, understanding that, again, I had to reiterate it on all the time that your tomorrow could be of their day.
Right.
And have an understanding that it's just going out for people to feel good about change in their life. You know, and to come together and let's make sure that it can happen, because we lack a lot of that. We bag off.
Mm-hmm. I'm listening.
See, so what I'm doing now is, you know, I'm putting together me and Mr. C's Car Wash. We just put getting
Mr.
it ready.
Mr. C's Car Wash. Where is that located?
Mr. C's Car Wash, the Detailing King. He's at 6153 North Tatonga Avenue. I will be doing a fundraising there, car wash fundraising there, May 20th. And we will be starting from like 10 to 5. Mm-hmm. We will be doing outside washes, vendors, food, you know, and I'm more looking off into doing events to try to raise the money instead of just saying, can you? But if it is someone out there, you know, who can see this and see that it's a necessary shower machine that can be used for people. I do have satellites. The company that's involved with the machine, mm-hmm, have also told me when when I get everything together, I email them my information too. So it's they want to get involved in it. They also notice it as a great idea. So,
And so is the water built in?
Here's the thing. Here's the thing why I want to talk with
You got to hook it up to a water hose.
You can hook it up to a water hose. You can hook it up to a hydrant.
Okay.
But you don't have to worry about the water being cold. Because once it start going through there, it's got to generate, heat the water up. Mm.
So it'll come out like a normal shower.
It'll come out like a normal shower. You don't have to worry about it. This is why I was advised because I also asked about a used one. And say, yeah, but what you want to use it for, you want to use it with the warranty.
Oh, you want the warranty on it?
Yes.
Just in case something goes wrong.
Yes, not no big out-of-the-pocket money spend. It's a warranty fix.
So you got to get it brand new to get
it. And which I could see it being that, because I'm actually, you know, I was trying to start out with a certain time in the morning and be done, like I say, around about, I get up, I set up about 5 in the morning during the summer. You know, and that way I could reach 36 people a day by the end of the day at North, South, East, West with this drivable trailer. Again, those that can't get to one, here's one coming. And homeless is actually, it's, believe it or not, it's about to become a big society thing.
Well, I'll tell you this. I always said there's a lot of homeless. I got to deal with a lot of people facing evictions. I got to deal. We talk about this on the show all the time.
Mm-hmm.
My listeners, you know, they kind of up to speed on all of the different avenues and the things and that's happening to our city. But like I said, what are we going to do?
Right.
And this is one of the ideas that I like because this helps. You know, it's something that will help.
Even the people that's living inside a roof.
Right.
Notice they may not have no water.
Hey, look at with the prices of these water bills.
That's it.
I may have to slide over there to try to jump in here to get me a shower.
Well, to be open for you.
Hey, that's what I'm saying.
That's what it's there
for. Look, and at the end of the day, this is something that we should be looking into because there is a crisis. There is things going on, and we want to do what we can to help. So I appreciate you, Caddy D, for coming on the show, talking about your ideas of trying to make things better. And hopefully we can actually get you through the finish line on this one.
Yeah,
Truth Nation, once again, we got Caddy D in the studio. He's trying to get an 8-person shower mobile unit for the homeless. Can you give him the information on how to contact you and how to get to the GoFundMe one more time?
It's up on my Facebook page, Johnny Grady. You can go up on Facebook and see it there. And I got... phone number 414-333-4450. And another email is GradyJohnnyGrady@gmail.com.
All right, that sounded powerful. I appreciate you for coming on the show.
I appreciate you for having me on to get this message across.
I think the message has been heard. It's people in the chat. They said this is a great idea. They liking it, and they gonna try to support it. They're going to get behind it. Once again, there's a GoFundMe. There's an email, once again, to contact Grady D. Cadillac Club.
Caddy D. Cadillac Club at gmail.com.
Caddy D. Cadillac Club at gmail.com.
And due to the fact I do the Cadillac car shows every year, all cars, motorcycles, welcome. But at the fundraiser, May 20th, at Mr. C's Car Wash, I would like all my Cadillac riders in the city of Milwaukee to pull up and support.
All right. Look, I appreciate you for stopping through. Mm-hmm. Hey, we're going to keep everybody updated on this now.
Okay. I plan not to stop until I see it.
Look, when we come back, Truth Nation will be joined on the lines by advocate and author Elizabeth Brown. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
The Tory Lowe Show returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. More of The Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Truth Nation, gear up for a great time as Sports Milwaukee hosts Milwaukee Tailgate Week presented by Pottawatomie Sportsbook, set for April 24th to the 26th. Milwaukee Tailgate Week features a variety of gridiron activations for all ages steeped in Milwaukee's iconic sports history, attractions, brews, restaurants, and venues. As the 2025 draft takes center stage in Green Bay, Sports Milwaukee and Cream City are excited to welcome the football world back to Wisconsin. Get 50% off general admission tickets by using the promo code VISIT. For tickets, go to visitmilwaukee.org/tailgate. That's visitmilwaukee.org/tailgate. Brought to you by Visit Milwaukee. Handcrafted, homegrown, world class. Joining me on the lines, advocate, author Elizabeth Brown. How you doing, Queen?
Hey, King, it's Friday. The sun's shining. No complaints from me.
Hey, look, we had a lot of brothers come through the show. They got big ideas, big dreams, and they making it happen.
Hey, they doing big things, you know. Salute to all the Kings, because again, you know, it's our time to make sure that, you know, we being about that action. We on the front line, so we're turning the wheels of the next 10 generations. So what we do today, again, we're on the right side of history. So salute to all the Kings. We need you. We thank you, you know, and I look forward to, you know, what this going to look like in the next 10 years.
Now, we got the cleanup. It's here. Tomorrow, going to be outside.
It's tomorrow. Absolutely.
Hey.
It's up. Absolutely.
Look, Truth Nation, we've been talking about this for a while now. Everybody didn't register. Now it's time to roll up the sleeves and get to work. DJ Brother Z was trying to play that original video of me when I first started doing cleanups. I'm happy it didn't work because Truth Nation didn't need to see all of that. But it's been a long time.
You've been doing it for a long time. Absolutely.
But that was when I first really started, like, really trying to make sense of it. And I came in with all willingness to play it, but it didn't work. It didn't work because it was on Facebook. So God let me off the hook.
Keep talking.
Hey, all
to
I gotta
me.
Do is go check your Facebook.
Yeah, it's on Facebook. But what I'm saying is, I when you look at it from that long ago, when you know hindsight is 20/20, you know.
Absolutely.
But that was a lot
Tory
of
Lowe.
Hold on, he got it
April 28th, the first day of the urban cleanup. And we out here, you know what I'm saying? We trying to, you know, make the communities a little bit better and safer for our women and children. I urge everybody to at least get out and get at least 2 garbage bags full of paper. So we can start working on the process of making the Milwaukee urban community a cleaner community. So me and my son and a couple communities are getting together. Give me the whatchamajig. You know what I'm saying? This is this is called the thing that you use to pick up the paper, so you don't have to touch no sanitary napkins, or you ain't got to touch no Pampers, you know, and all that filthy stuff. And I guess it got the clamp on it with the suction. So, you know, we out here using that. So, and another thing, take, you know, where the trash bags at? Give me them trash bags, Maurice. Anyway,
Maurice just
2 trash bags.
There, like,
if you
oh
get
God.
Out and just fill up 2 trash bags, 2 regular trash bags, you know, fill them up. It's something. It's better than nothing. It's Urban Cleanup Day. Get out in the community. It's a fresh start. Cleaner communities are better communities. And there's less.
Here we go. He finally got the audio working at the end of the show.
That's what I'm talking about, DJ Brother Z. Salute. Again, it's been a long time. It's been a long time. And the thing is now, you know, with consistency, now you have people, you know what I'm saying, that's sponsoring the cleanup. You know,
right.
You have more individuals coming out because cleanliness is next to godliness. And when you're consistent, you know, abundance come along with that. And I think it's just great because once we get to the space of being able to be about that action, you know, when we are the ones out here picking up the paper, we're the ones that's no longer dropping the paper.
Right.
You know, so I think it's a powerful thing.
Man.
Hey.
I hate that he even got it up. You know, well, hey, look, it was.
Hey, what kind of haircut was that? What was that? A hot top face? I mean, what was that?
Wow.
What they call that?
Hey, I had the Bobby Brown with the staff on it.
Hey, I seen you with the lock her in shades on.
Hey, well, at least they didn't get the video. They got the audio. They didn't get to
see
the video.
They about to get a screenshot. What
you mean? He said go get the screenshot. Oh, wow. DJ Brother Z, don't be doing that.
I got you, DJ Brother Z.
Hey,
I got
Elizabeth
you. I'm
Brown,
we're
going to keep it moving. You know what? Like I said, tomorrow is the cleanup. I can't wait to see Truth Nation outside. We've been preparing for this. It looked like it's going to be a beautiful day.
It's going to be a beautiful day.
It looking like the weather going to be powerful.
No matter what the weather look like, hey, we bringing the energy. We going to be out there, you know what I'm saying, fellowshipping at the same time, you know, making the community a little bit cleaner, you know, but at the same time making those connections. And again, it's not about nothing else other than growing, you know, the togetherness, that together we can do it.
Right.
Or we have everything we need, which is each other. So I can't wait for tomorrow. I'm very excited. And I know it's going to be plenty of people coming out because the weather is even better.
Mm.
And we got way more sponsors this year. So, again, salute to yourself for being consistent over all of these years of doing the same thing and you making, helping people and helping our community the popular thing. You know what I'm saying? That's righteous. So salute to you for doing what it is that you do and being so consistent with it.
They real tickled in the chat. They real tickled in the chat. Oh, no. DJ Brothers.
They seen the video?
DJ Brothers.
They seen
showing,
the video.
He's showing the clips of the video, how I look back then, holding the clippy clip. I call it the little clippy clip, the paper clip. Oh, no. Don't run the video like that. It's, anyway, look, we're gonna keep it moving. It's 414 day coming up, and the new 414 Adidas is dropping. We gave out four pair of Adidas today. Salute to Shakes.
Salute. Do they come in kid sizes? Because, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, I think you got all sizes.
Is it all sizes?
Right now, for right now.
You know, I only wear a 3.5 in kids. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. I forgot.
I need to know. Yeah.
You got the baby
feet.
I
ain't in the big. I got the baby feet. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to have to check that out. I'm going to have to check that out after the cleanup. But salute to him for everything that he's doing. And again, like I said, it's a powerful time. And you all being in the positions y'all are and being, you know, touchable in our community, because, you know, for so long, you know, the ideas that's been promoted to us don't look like you, don't look like him, don't look, you know what I'm saying? Like, and it's the regular people that are making the biggest changes, that's putting in the biggest works. So, I mean, again, like I said, it's a powerful time, and I'm here for it. I'm here for it.
Kathleen in the chat says, hey, Tori, I'll be there to clean up tomorrow morning. Do you supply garbage bags? Hey. Yeah, everything. Yeah. We got supplies. It's going to be powerful.
We got sponsors.
Just make sure you dress according to the weather. But it's looking like it's going to be a beautiful day. God going to bless us with a beautiful day tomorrow.
We already claimed it.
Hey, today is beautiful. So, hey.
It's absolutely gorgeous.
So, we're going to be outside.
So, we claiming it.
Yeah. And like I said, you know, once again, just come out. Be willing to work. We're going to go to, you know, whatever location you signed up for, or if you come into all three locations, we're going to be moving around.
Absolutely. I can't wait. It's up.
Not really a city girl. Got the eyes bucked open in the chat. Now, I was a long time ago. I'm trying to tell y'all. I was.
When hey.
I'll tell you this. When I first started doing the community, look. we from the block. Y'all think when my intro say we from the block, we from the block. We got it out the block.
You know,
we got it
absolutely
out the streets. So that's why, you know, it is what it is. And I had two garbage bags. I told people the challenge was to clean your hood challenge. Take two Walmart bags and fill it up with trash.
That part. Powerful.
I wasn't even saying the hefty duty bags. I was saying the two Walmart, the two gray Walmart bags. Fill that up if you can.
Hey, you know, whatever we can get, every little helps.
Everybody ain't got to do a lot.
Yeah. And make sure that you celebrating yourself too. Because again, like I said, you know, the consistency over the years, because that just started with you and your son. And that speaks volumes. Like, you're known for helping people. You're known for cleaning up, you know. You are known for results. And you didn't have to go through no back doors or lick no boots.
Oh, wow.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a hell of an accomplishment, you know. You ain't cold switching and, you know, boot licking. So,
I
honor you. You know what I'm saying? Like,
hey,
it's a positive thing when you're known for helping.
The biggest message is we can do it. And if we can take that away from it all, that we can do it, we can do anything we want to do.
Absolutely.
You know, and this is where it starts from the ground up. When you start from the ground and work your way up, that was always the plan, to start from the bottom and work our way up to make real change. And that's been the journey.
Hey, starting from the bottom, now we here. We got sponsors. Salute to all the sponsors. You know what I'm saying?
Thanks.
We appreciate y'all, you know, and an extra special salute to Cousins because they believed in the Tory Lowe Show from the dough. Salute to Justin, you know, and Cousin Subs. Better bread, better subs.
Hey, look, all the sponsors, Cousin Subs, U.S. Cellular, Landmark Credit Union, Raise Coca-Cola, Waste Management, and presented by 1MKE. We are 1MKE. When we come back, I want to get your final thoughts on the show today, Elizabeth Brown. Truth Nation! Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
The Tory Lowe Show returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. It's The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
One on one, seven the truth, Tory Lowe Show, Elizabeth Brown, advocate and author on the lines. Elizabeth.
Hey.
Another powerful weekend. It's Friday. Clean up tomorrow.
Absolutely. Clean up is tomorrow, you know, the 414.
Hey,
you know,
414 days to
all of that
celebration that clicks. Hey, the new color waves, the day ones, the 414 day ones. Hey, we gave out four pair on the show today.
That's powerful. I wish I was one of them people, but again, you know,
I almost went to break and called in to try to get it.
you said you was about to call in. Hey, you should have went live.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? You should have went live. You know, Tory long ago, you should have did it from the, you know, from the store.
No, that's Ben Jammin' and Carrie Noni Juice. Ben Jammin' and Carrie Noni Juice, they gonna be going live this Saturday from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. from Clicks and Sherwood. It's gonna be powerful. It's gonna be a whole day.
I can't wait. Absolutely. A whole day of festivities. Again, you know, everybody come on out tomorrow. Bring the babies out. I can't wait to, you know, see the babies out, you know, because they be so happy that they doing stuff, you know. The weather going to be nice. So, but dress accordingly because the kids usually, you know, have them to have a little sweatshirt or something and their little jackets because their hands be getting cold or whatever. Right. But, I mean, I can't wait for it.
And then Caddy D came in talking about he want to make sure that the homeless people have a place to take a shower. So he bought in this trailer idea that he's trying to raise money for. And like I said, he's trying to manifest it into fruition, bring it to fruition.
Hey, he in the right
bring the
space.
Mission into fruition.
Hey, here's GoFundMe. I'm definitely going to go up there and, you know, if everybody give a little, nobody have to give a lot.
Right.
And we can make it happen.
As usual. Well, look, Queen, look, we got a lot of work to do tomorrow. So, look, I appreciate you for being on these front lines, girl.
Hey, as always, can't wait to see y'all tomorrow. One love.
All right. I'll talk to you soon. All right, DJ Brother Z.
All right, Queen. All right, Tyler from Waterfall. Green don't always mean go. Let's get it.
All right, Truth Nation. Look, we're going to be outside tomorrow. It's going to be powerful. I cannot wait to see everybody. It's going to be a huge, huge blessing for those that get involved, roll up their sleeves, be about that action. This is what we want. And look, I truly appreciate everybody, GKB, all the sponsors of this year's cleanup. It's bigger, better, stronger. And we're going to keep going on, keep being consistent. And like I said, we on the mission to make change. Keep your head on the swivel. Green don't always mean go and look both ways before you cross the streets. Dr. Ken Harris up next. I love you. Have a fun, safe weekend. All right, everybody in the chat, salute.